Welcome back to That Gaming Podcast, everybody. This is Ben.
And this is Alex.
And this is the show where we talk about the Nintendo and PlayStation games we're playing right now.
That's right. So join us as we embark into the world of gaming.
Let's do it.
Greetings and salutations, Ben. How you doing?
Greetings and salutations, sir. I haven't heard that. That's an old classic.
It's a very old classic.
How are you today?
I'm good. Yourself?
Good. I'm good as well. Feeling well. No coughs, no sickness. We're healthy. What more can you ask for?
That's perfect, and that's what I hope you listeners are also feeling like. You feel like Ben. Healthy, positive, no coughing.
Exactly. Wearing my Marvel sweatshirt here.
Okay.
Hannah, I think, got this for me because it was on like a rack somewhere, some store, clothing store. But it's slightly, the print that's on the sweatshirt, it's got Thor, Iron Man, Black Widow, Captain America, Hulk. But it's all kind of like slightly off center on the shirt. So I think that's why it was marked down or whatever. I don't care. It looks great. So
no, I can't see it really retro. But yeah, there you go. It looks nice. I like it.
It's fall, so it's time for sweatshirts. So cozy.
The weather is getting cooler. That is correct. Today we're doing a little different, as you may see by the title. We're doing a little bit of a gaming show, if you want to call it, a competition. Ben and I have each have our five most played game by hours. Ben's going to be nice to me. He's doing just PlayStation. Thank you, Ben, by the way. I appreciate
yes,
it.
You're welcome.
Because I would probably never guess most of the games on Nintendo. and we're going to go back and forth. So I'm going to guess Ben's. He's going to guess mine. We're going to go back and forth. We each have three tries to do it. And if we don't get it, we'll keep a point system up. And then Ben and I will come up also and tell you what was one thing we liked about the game. Hence why we put so many hours of it on top of it. As always, you listeners and new listeners, if you want to join in on the file and give us your list of games, you can email us. Man, I forgot the email. It's been a while since I did an intro. Ben, tell me.
It's askthatgamingpodcast@gmail.com.
Thank you. Askthatgamingpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you. That is exactly what it was. I appreciate that cover.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sir.
I didn't expect you to remember it because you shouldn't be emailing it. So.
I don't, and you're the one
never send one. Yeah,
no, and you're the one who controls it also and makes sure you know everything comes in. But you heard it from Ben. If you want to participate, you want to give us your list, email us. Ben will mention the show. We definitely will.
Yeah, no, we'd love to do a whole episode of just people telling us their top five most played. That would be really fun.
Yes.
So please, just send us an email. It'll take at most 5 minutes. It's really not. You don't even need to say your name or where you're from or anything. You could just tell us your first name and here's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's all you got to send me and I'll be over the moon happy.
That's all we need. You heard from Ben. Or if you can, there's always another way you can help us. Leave us a rating on your podcast listening platform, whatever it is, a Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, you name it. Leave us a rating, leave us a comment. We want to know what you think about the show, and that will in turn let us know how we're doing. And of course, as you guys may have heard, we have Facebook. Ben's going to have that in our podcast link. It's our headquarters there. We post things there, and that's where we do most of our communication. But let's get on with the show at this point. I need some music, like Jeopardy music or something playing in the background. Or Family Feud music playing in the
background. That would be great. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Ben, do you want to do... I have no coin to flip unless you do. Do you want to do that? You want to do paper, scissors, rock one time to see who goes first? How would you want to do this?
Huh? Let's do paper, scissors, rock.
All right.
All right. And we're going to go on three?
Three. Yes.
Okay. One, two, three.
Three. Three. Scissors.
You win. Dang it. All right, you go first.
Paper? Okay, I'll go first. So I go first with saying to you, you have to guess what mine is first. Okay, gotcha. In that case. And these, I'm trying to think how should I have you do. We should go from bottom to. Do you want to go from 1 to 5 or 5 to 1? There we go.
I think we should go 5 to 1.
Okay, that is a good idea.
Well,
Yes, leave number one to be the most hours.
Yeah. It's going to be harder at the beginning, but
yes,
it might get easier at the end. But yes, but let's leave the most for the last. That'll be exciting.
Sounds like a plan. And as you folks can see, we are going on the whim with this. No pre-plan or anything.
No, and we have not told each other. We don't know.
Nope.
So I'm going to guess. Let's see.
It's actually hard now I think of it. Jeez.
You're number 5.
You can compare it to your list.
I wish I could go.
Don't compare hours to my profile, don't you?
I was gonna go look at your trophies, but I don't know if it'll tell me hours. It might, so I'm just not gonna click over there. I don't want to ruin everything.
Good man.
I'm going to guess. Gonna go with Division 2
as my number 5.
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Sadly, no. Good guess. Though. You still got 2 tries, so good guess.
Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Nope. Good guess though.
No. Okay.
That's a good one.
And now we're for everyone out there. We're not telling them if it's like number 3, you're not going to tell me. We're just going
in dark.
We're just trying to figure out what the number 5 is right now. Okay, I'm just writing down a couple so I don't guess it the same one again. Dead by Daylight? You've only been playing that for a short while, right?
I have. That's a good guess. It's not, unfortunately. That's a good one, though.
Okay.
Fun fact, I can tell you this. My Dead by Daylight is 271 hours, matching Friday the 13th at the moment, by the way.
Exactly the same?
Yeah, like on the
really?
Team.
Really? That's cool.
Yeah, so
I can't believe that.
Me too.
Whoa,
me too.
That's kind of funny you say that. I'm looking at mine, and mine match too.
Oh, no way.
That's wild. That's pretty funny.
Wow.
I'm not going to tell you the number because I don't want you to
guess
anything.
So you've had your 3 chances. It was one of them. I'll come out and say it very quickly. It is Red Dead Redemption 2.
Oh, okay. That's a good one.
377 hours spent.
Oh, my gosh.
In the game.
377. Wow.
So at least you have an idea now where the bar is at. And that's a lot of moonshine raids and Maggie conversation and Crips camping and all that stuff.
That's hunting. Wild. Oh, my gosh.
377. Yeah, that was a good... Oh, the one thing I liked, honestly, about the game, I mean, obviously the story is great here, but I like just the community feel when I played with you and our friend Casey. It was just, you can just dive into it, play together, have fun, do bounties. So that's the one thing I liked about it a lot.
Yeah, I like that too, where you customize the characters and then you really feel like that's your character.
Yes, yes.
And we're just 3 pals riding on their horses and whatever. Yep. It got me into it for that reason too.
Big time, same here.
Big time. It was a lot of fun.
All right, your turn.
This is kind of funny. My background picture on my laptop is the 3 of us in Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, no way. That's hilarious. Yeah.
Well, I took a picture and I think it was a mission that we did at the end of a mission. I took a picture or something.
That's hilarious, actually. I got to look for that one.
Yeah, I need to send it to you. All right. Number 5 is... Number 5.
Tell me. I'm just kidding. All right, let me give a list here going because I don't want to repeat the same thing twice. So I'm going to guess off the bat, Battlefront 2.
No. Okay, incorrect.
Battlefront 2 is not that one. Okay.
Good guess. That's a very good guess. It is not far behind number 5, but it is not.
It is not. Okay.
It's close.
Arkham Knight.
No. Okay. Incorrect. I'm going to say, I'll just say this. This one surprised me. It surprises me that it's in top 5.
Number 5. Interesting.
Very surprising.
So, okay. I'm going off a whim here, and I'm going to guess Rocket League?
No. Incorrect.
Ooh, okay. Now you got me thinking. What you have? What you have?
Very surprising. You ready for this?
Oh, boy. I'm sitting down.
It's Mortal Kombat X.
What?
From really? 7 years ago.
What?
My PlayStation game playing has gone way down since I've, you know, got married, bought a house, you know, right. Got a big boy full-time job. So, yeah, 7 years ago, I've played 67 hours of Mortal Kombat X.
Wow.
I really liked that game.
Interesting.
It was like one of the first like PS4 next gen games.
Right. And, right.
You know, I just remember really liking it, really liking the mechanics of like Scorpion. And I always played Scorpion.
Oh,
come over here and throw the chain. Loved it. It was, I need to go back and play some of that because I haven't played it in a long time.
You should pick up the new one. Just saying.
I feel like I'd be nostalgic for this one, and so I wouldn't really like the new one. But that was a really fun game. I remember really liking that game.
Isn't that the one with the DC cat? Like Joker's in this one or something? Is that right?
Yeah, no. I think Joker's in it. But it's primarily just the Mortal Kombat ones.
Comic characters.
Yeah, there's a few, but I haven't played it in so long. I would have
never guessed it. Wow, that's a good one. That got me good. Okay, Mortal Kombat.
I think because it's easy to just hop in and play a little match here and there.
That's what it is. Yeah. Okay.
Number four
on my side.
Okay.
What say you?
Mortal Kombat X?
Is that an actual guess or is that a joke guess?
Sure, that's an actual guess.
No.
Okay.
No.
Rocket League?
Nope.
Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
That's a good guess, but no. It's interesting enough.
That means it's on there. Good guess means it's on there somewhere.
It might not be. You don't know.
This is hard. I don't think we're going to get any of these right. This is hard.
I think you're going to get me. You're going to get at least one of mine, I think, eventually. I think you will. My number four with 382 hours.
What?
Is Jeez. Arkham Knight.
Good old Arkham Knight. Nice.
That's playing. Great. The regular mission, story plus, getting all those trophies took some time. Those Riddler trophies.
You played it three times, didn't you?
Three times.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the game so much. Yeah, I finished three. Because the third time, I was like, oh, I don't have to worry about the trophies. I already got everything. Just play the story and get the Riddler down and everything. So
Did you play it on like hard difficulty the third time?
Plus
mode. Nice.
Yeah.
How was that? Was that really challenging?
It was tough, but not as bad because when you're playing back-to-back almost, you get to use the characters, you know, how to fight and stuff. The biggest problem was when you get overwhelmed with mobs. That's where it got dangerous, of course. You got to keep dodging, jumping. But
oh, my goodness.
Yeah. The one thing I liked about the game is that I'm just a big Batman fan. I love the atmosphere of this game, the setting, the theming, the villains you run into, the open city you can fly around. It's one of my top games I've ever played, ever.
The Batmobile, and you get multiple Batmobiles in the game. You can drive the Tumbler. You can drive the 66 Batmobile. Like, I just drove around in the Batmobile. That was so much fun.
Ugh. That's actually a good one, yes. Like, because those skins, they had a lot of skins from all the Batman universes, and I always did Michael Keaton every time I did it. And you had, like, Christian Bale. You had the Ben Affleck one for a little bit there. You have the 60s one. It's amazing, yeah.
Adam West.
Adam West. That's Adam West.
Christian Bale with the Tumbler was always mine. It was just fun to drive the Tumbler around. Ugh.
I think one of them, though, you couldn't jump out of the car. I think it was the... No, you could jump out of all of them. There's one car I thought where you couldn't do something with it. Shooting. So if you had the Michael Keaton one, you couldn't do the rocket shooting and something. That was a disadvantage. So you had to be like, okay, I got to switch the car. So I would only play with that when it was like, okay, I'm just going to drive around the city and find some bad guy that I can punch out, basically.
You're just goofing around, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, that's one thing it did not have was the guns.
Gotcha. So.
Your turn, your number four. Let's see. So Mortal Kombat was at 67 hours. So we're going above 67 hours.
And your Arkham Knight was 387.
No, 382. Sorry.
Got to get that. You tried to cheat with five extra hours.
I'm sorry. Oh, man. So let's see. Less than 67 hours.
We might have to just go with like one guess or do them quicker because we're already at 15 minutes and we're only on number four.
Let's do it.
Yeah, we might have to go a little quicker here.
Red Dead Redemption 2.
No, that's incorrect.
Okay. Battlefront 2.
Nope.
Okay. Control.
Nice. Good guess. I need to play that game. I have barely played that game. No.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You did tell me that. Okay. What was it? I'm curious.
I need to go back and play Control. It was Rocket League.
Ooh. Okay. How many hours?
81. We played that quite a bit.
Wow. 81 for Rocket League.
And then I played it again a little while ago. Like last year, I played it for a little while. So it added a little bit more on there. But,
what was it you liked about it?
I just liked playing it with you and with Casey. And I liked that you could get the Batmobile. I guess it's Batman. Everything's Batman. I just thought it was such an innovative idea when it first came out. And I had PS Plus and I had PS4. And we just moved in, living together. And I just have such good memories of like us being roommates, playing that, we're, you know, yelling across the apartment like, you know, all that stuff. And just, it was just fun to like get that car flying and hit that ball into the goal. And when you score a goal as a team and like you're all coordinating and stuff, man, there's no better feeling than that. Like, it's so much fun.
I agree.
I'm thinking about these games and I'm like, I just want to play all of these. We need to like play these again and talk about them on the show.
We should jump back into them. Yeah, now I think we should jump back into
them. We should just do like a retro season and just cover like, yes, I don't know, 10 games that we really liked and then just do our one whole season of just old games.
Retro.
But we played.
I like that.
Or something.
Yeah. Nice. Nice.
I'm so happy that that game is still around today. It's still going strong because
Rocket League,
it's just fun. It's just fun. Pure fun.
I agree. All right, sir.
Number three. Let's see. You like to play Metal Gear. You like to play Assassin's Creed.
Correct.
I'm going to go with Death Stranding.
That's a good guess, but
you played a. Oh, I thought you played a lot more than that.
I played that, but not about 382 hours.
Yeah, that's true. What's one where you have to like hang around inside it for a long time? Assassin's Creed Valhalla?
Nope.
Assassin's Creed Odyssey?
Yes.
Is it?
It is.
I got one?
You got one. Good job.
Oh, that's so great.
That is good job.
AC Odyssey. I thought about the museum things, and I was like, I know that he likes those history tours.
Okay. Now you nailed it. And this is going to be funny. It's 383 hours. 1 hour above Arkham Knight.
That's so funny.
Nice, good guess. Odyssey, that's a good one. That's a good one. I told you you'd get at least one of them. I'm easy. You know what games I play, so a lot, especially.
Well,
so.
Yeah, and I have to think, it's challenging, though. I have to think about what games would you go back into and would you hang out in and do the extra stuff. And like, that's the hard part about this. Because you're right. There are games that we played a lot, but 60 hours.
Yeah,
and then we're done.
Is.
You know,
exactly.
And that's a long time, but not 380. Like, that's a long time.
that's a lot throughout DLCs and stuff.
And they have to be older games, too. That's the other thing I'm realizing.
Yep. That's as you go up that chain. Yep.
We have more time to replay them and add more hours. Yeah.
And the one thing I liked is you nailed it. Was just a historic. I'm a big Assassin's Creed person, and this one I play a lot because I love ancient Greece with a lot of historical mythology stuff in it. So I kept going back and playing it and playing the discovery tour is what you're trying to say, to discover things. So yes.
Yeah, Greece is like one of the oldest civilizations, so it's endlessly fascinating.
Big time. All right. You're number three. So 81 hours Rocket League. I am going to guess. I'm going to try this again. I'm probably going to get it wrong. Red Dead Redemption 2.
You nailed it.
Yes.
Look at that. We both got the number threes. That's pretty cool.
Yes. How many hours is that you got?
104. Which I'm surprised is not more, but I finished that game 7 months ago, and I finally finished the story of that game. It's been this quest of mine to go back and finish games. I kind of fell off after 2018 on PlayStation gaming. I just couldn't squeeze out the hours in the day with having a puppy and newly being married, and then we bought a house 2 years ago, so it's finally got to the point where last year and this year I could finally, you know, find an hour or more a day to game and so build up that playtime again. But what I really liked about that game was the story, obviously. The story about Arthur and how it ends and everything. And then, like you said, just the atmosphere that game is wonderful. The music is great. Just riding on your horse to the next area and a wild animal comes along and I'm going to get that pelt. I've never hunted that one before.
Yep.
It just feels like a living, breathing world. And it's really relaxing to just sit back, get a glass of whiskey and just be a cowboy for a while. It's just really fun.
Yes. Whiskey, glass of whiskey, moonshine, good moonshine too.
Okay. Yeah. Go meet up with Maggie and Crips, like you said.
Awesome. I knew it was up there. So I'm glad. There you go. So that's 1-1. My number two. Let's see if we get this one. It's going to get a little tougher.
Your number two. It's tougher, you said. Okay. Can I just guess? Is it Assassin's Creed anything?
It's not. No, it's not.
Oh, you're going to give me that. Okay. That's kind of cheating.
I will give you that.
All right.
I'll give it to you.
There's so many that I could use all three of my guesses. It could be Assassin's Creed. So
that's why I told you it's not the Assassin's Creed.
It's not really fair. All right. We've got Red Dead, Arkham, Assassin's Creed. Grand Theft Auto 5.
Good guess. No.
No.
It is not, surprisingly.
What is a game that you spent a lot of time in? I don't think you never played that game twice. What are some games you've played twice? Shoot. Trying to look here.
Don't you go to your profile.
No, I'm looking at mine. I'm just looking at my list of games to try to jog my memory. FIFA.
That's a good guess. No.
FIFA. No, it's not FIFA. All right, what is it?
No. You have a third one. Oh,
do I?
You won't give up.
I guessed Assassin's Creed. I guessed GTA and FIFA. So that's three.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Yeah, I miscounted. It is Overwatch.
Overwatch. That's one we used to play all the time.
562 hours.
Oh my god.
You
bought costumes in that game, didn't you?
I actually bought one loot box bundle.
Just one?
At a time.
I figured you bought a bunch of stuff.
No, when you play a lot, you get those loot boxes quite a bit. You just unlock them. 562 hours later, you have all the costumes at that point.
I guess that is one way to unlock everything. And that is a thing with you. If you have an incentive, like if you just play just one more round, if you give him a little carrot on the stick like that, you will play 580 or 562 one more rounds. You're like, okay.
It was fun only because I played with you guys. Like, that was the one thing I liked about it, was it wasn't your average shooter. It was like, it's right. a first-person shooter, but people had roles. You were the healer. Casey was one of the assassins. I was an attacker as well. And we just had a good time playing together. It was fun with objectives and stuff as well. So
exactly. Yeah, I totally agree. Everything you said. All right.
Awesome. Your number two is... All right, so it's not RG2. How about Battlefront 2?
Nope.
Ooh, okay, so it's not Battlefront 2. Ooh. What is another game that we played? Dead by Daylight.
No, that's a good guess, but no.
Okay, so it's not Dead by Daylight. It is not Battlefront 2. Jedi Fallen Order.
that would be a cool one. I need to play that game again. Okay. Nope.
What is it?
The answer is Batman 18th. Arkham Knight.
Ooh. How many hours?
I think I played that game twice, is probably why.
Yes.
135.
Nice.
Or I just dicked around in there a lot. I don't know. Drove the Batmobile.
I can see that.
Beat up some guys.
In the Tumblr. Yeah.
I think also what was nice is that I bought the DLC for that game. And so every time a new costume came out, I would load that game up again and play for a week.
Yep.
And then, you know, I go off to the next new hot thing. And then another costume would come out and I'd rotate back around. The DLC in that game was great. That was one of the things that I liked the most about that game. It really felt like every release was a quality release. There was good stuff there.
Right.
Exactly.
Yes.
The categories.
You agree with him too? It was good, right? Probably wants a Catwoman DLC, huh?
Yeah, I was going to say he's a Catwoman fan, I'm sure.
That's awesome.
Michelle Pfeiffer. That's the real Catwoman.
Yep. I agree with you there. Yep. No objections from me. And alas, the number one spot for me. Let's see if you're probably going to get it. I think you're going to get it, but because you were good with the other one. So let's see. What's your choice? What's your answer?
Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Good guess, but no.
It's not?
No.
Are you kidding me?
I was surprised too, by the way. I was very surprised about this.
Man, Avengers? No, it's not Avengers.
No.
Is it?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, it's not. Good guess, though. I play a lot of that game.
You're going to kill me. Is it Division 2? Oh,
is that an official guess?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Oh, you had me going there. I thought you were going to be like,
I had to trick you there.
What is it?
It is Grand Theft Auto 5.
Oh my gosh.
This is gonna be interesting. With a whopping 1,270 hours.
1,270?
Yes, that's how much even? You played. Even. Like 1,270.
That is wild. Oh my goodness. You got so mad at those races. You would get so mad when people cheated on those races.
Yes, the good old rage me. Oh.
That must be why it's 1,200 hours of rage. Oh my goodness.
Remember those late night heists where you couldn't die once?
Oh, do I? Yep. Yeah, I played that at... What did we play that at, like... 3 a.m. with somebody we used to know. And it was like...
Yep.
I was just like, okay, guys, we can't die one more time. I'm about to fall asleep. Oh, that was so frustrating. I remember that.
And I, you know, at the time, the one thing I liked about the game, honestly, was I liked Grand Theft Auto in general. Back then, this is, you know, back in the PS3 era. I haven't touched the game in a while. Yeah. This is PS3 era we're talking here. Yeah. PS4 as well, a little bit. And it's just, I honestly like the missions. I like the three character change. You can go between Michael and Franklin and Trevor at the time. That was different. And the game looked great. It was one of those PS3 titles that just came out and looked gorgeous, gorgeous on the PS3.
And then they remastered music, it on the 4.
And the 5, and the 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, there's that.
Yeah.
All right.
I played that last 6 years ago. So yeah, I haven't played it in a long time.
Wow. Mm-hmm. 6 years ago.
I was just looking through my list here. I found it.
Okay. You're number one. We're at 135 with Arkham Knight. I know it's not what I'm thinking. It's not Dead by Daylight because I have less hours than that. So it can be that.
I haven't played it more. Yeah. That's correct. Is that your official guess?
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Oh, okay. Get a bonus guess.
Well, thank you. Well, no, I don't want to guess. I'm going to guess God of War.
Nope.
Nope, not God of War.
No, I only played that once.
The Division 2.
No.
Division 2.
No, I was surprised by that. I thought it was that. Really did, because we played a lot of that game. But nope, Division 2 was only 57 hours, which does not feel correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So it's not Division 2. It's not that. We are number one above 135 hours. You'd be playing Red Dead Redemption, I guess Arkham Knight against Rocket League. Okay. Uncharted.
No, you're going to laugh.
Oh boy, here we go. What do you have there?
It's GTA 5.
What? Are you kidding me? What? What? You played that much with me? Okay. Wow. All right. How many hours you got there?
If this shows anything, so I only have 376 hours. But that is like the most I've ever played a game. Wow. I don't have 1,200. I play games, PlayStation games, about 25% of what you play, apparently. Not crazy.
GTA 5. I would have never thought of all the games you play. I thought Battlefront might be it. Because you and I play Battlefront a lot.
I did think it'd be Battlefront. Battlefront was really close. That one's 50 hours, so it was really close to the top 5. But
dang, that's it.
Wow. Yeah, man. Like, Madden NFL 21 is the most recent game that I've played, and that one's number 6 on my list. So, but all of these other games that I played a long time ago when I first had a PlayStation account are still, or first had a PS4, are still like my most played games. Isn't that crazy? I thought it would be something more recent, but no.
You know what I'm surprised none of us had in this old retro list that we just went through? Killzone. The first game we played together when the PS4 came out. We played it like crazy together.
It's on here. It's just way down there. We've only played 36 hours of that? Like, no. That doesn't seem right. But that's
I guess it seemed longer than that, but
because I didn't play it on my PS5 at all, so that has to be correct. It says last played 8 years ago. Man. Time has flown.
That's what we should do next time, the next episode, on the episode after that. We should do, like, go by date. Like, you know, what was the longest game you haven't played in a while? Your top 5.
There's a last played list. And, you can go to, like, what's some of the oldest games you've... Man, it's literally, like, working real hard here to get to the bottom.
Yeah, especially you, because you had, like, a huge library on the PS3, especially. Yeah. I remember.
Yeah, I had... Well, it doesn't have my PS3 in here. It just has PS4, but...
Oh, that's all that it has? Interesting.
Yeah, there's no PS3 games in here.
Oh, you're right. It would be just PS4 data. Yeah, you're right.
Just not connected to it. Because I transferred... Yeah. You and I both transferred our PS4 data to our PS5, so...
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. Anyway... Well,
wow, that was definitely fun. I learned a lot about it.
Yeah, I really like that it's both GTA 5 for us. That's really funny. And that is the game that we like trash on all the time now. We're just like, why are people still buying this game? But We're case in point. It's very addicting and it's very fun. I don't own it anymore myself. I think I have a disc copy, maybe. Let me look at my shelf. Do you still have the game?
I have it digitally. That's why.
Oh, okay. I think I traded it in a long time ago. So I don't even have a way to play it. I'd have to buy it like a third time. And I'm not about to do that. So, but anyway.
Here's our mission. You need to beat 376. I need to beat 1270 on the next GTA that comes out in a few years. And go from there.
You're gonna be like stuck in a room with your eyes wide open, like Clockwork Orange playing it, trying to get to 1271.
That's to get wild. Over that one, by 1 hour. Yeah.
That's wild. All right, folks. Well, cool. Email us. Yep. Let us know, what is your top five? Have you played more hours than Alex in one single game? Are you more like me where you only played like 300? But I'm really curious what people's numbers are like. Let us know. Same. And we'll see you on the next one.
Have a good one, folks.